Reflections on Difficult Past Through Art. The relationship between art and dissonant heritage is multifaceted. On the one hand, art bears witness to our past, including what we would like to forget. The painting depicting the arrest of university professors at the Jagiellonian University in 1939 is a lasting reminder of the attack on academia by the Nazi army and its weaknesses. On the other hand, art can be a tool through which dissonant values are amplified and disseminated. This also applies to paintings, architectural projects, or statues that are part of the university's heritage and were created to exalt dictatorships and spread propaganda. The Victory Arch, erected in the late 1950s at the entrance to the University of Madrid, aimed to glorify the Franco regime and its victory in the Spanish Civil War. Similarly, the bust of Professor José Ibáñez Martín is both the memory of a scholar and the celebration of a key figure of the Franco regime. However, art is also a powerful tool for broadening cognitive horizons by suggesting innovative forms and perspectives capable of recontextualizing and re-signifying contested or difficult legacies. Fernando Álvarez de Sotomayor's painting The Anarchist's Family on the Day of Execution is a prime example. Created to raise awareness of the consequences of supporting anarchist groups, it now inspires reflections on the social and moral dimensions of art. To engage with art that harks back to a difficult past or to uncomfortable topics, universities have experimented with many different practices. In Poland, the arrest of professors is remembered every year on November the 6th, not only to honour the victims, but also to reflect on the responsibility of the scholarly community toward history and society. The art of the Francoist period in Spain is preserved as a historical document, not as a tribute. They are often withdrawn from public display or used to cultivate critical engagement with the past.